Is that true, Auntie Rox? At the age of 5, my nephew asked me exactly this question, after seeing a commercial that claimed they were homeowners helping homeowners. It was a good question. Do you ask the most basic of questions, or do you get caught in confirmation bias? Hey there, my name is Rox Bartel, your kick-ass coach, and this is a weekly podcast for emerging senior leaders. We seek to give you a leg up during your first 2 years in role to help you quickly master the art and practice of leadership. This is part 2 in the series on bias. If you are just joining us today, go back and listen to episode 38 for the introduction to the series. Quick recap. Well, researchers and writers like Kahneman, McGranny, Langer, Senge, and the NeuroLeadership Institute offer great stories, experiments, and insights to help us understand so we can mitigate the negative impacts our biases are having. And yet, how many of us are skilled enough, insightful enough maybe, to actually manage them? The researchers at the NeuroLeadership Institute argue we need to first accept that we are inherently biased and learn to label them so to help us recognize when the biases are limiting our perspective. It is harder than it sounds, though. By the way, the folks at the NeuroLeadership Institute do go on to suggest that we will always be miserable at mitigating the impact. So it is important that we at least accept that fact. Impact Bank's diversity program includes work on bias, and it has been fascinating over the last 17 years while I found myself immersed in the research and application of diversity thinking. Most fascinating to see the shifts and changes as the research has evolved. Last week, we looked at the idea of bias broadly, and I shared a few definitions, my favorite being, biases are unconscious drivers that influence how we see the world. They are essentially invisible air we walk through, exerting their influence outside of our conscious awareness. They have a purpose. They are adaptive mechanisms that evolved to help us make quick, efficient judgments and decisions with minimal cognitive effort. Because remember, our brains are lazy. If you listened to my brain series last fall, you'll remember we talked a lot about that. And as a result, biases can impact every decision we make as a leader. This week, and in the following 4 episodes, we will look at one specifically each week. Today, I chose confirmation bias. McGranny offers that this is a close relative to frequency illusion. You know, like when a friend tells you about their favorite movie and the next day you see that it's going to be on TV on the weekend. And then you see one of the stars of that movie is in another new movie that's about to come out and you think, wow, it's a small world. Or another example would be when you think about someone from your past and they call you out of the blue or send you a message on Facebook. Another one, when you just bought a Toyota RAV4 and you start to see them everywhere you go. Those are examples of frequency illusion. And there's a connection to confirmation bias. But let's take a moment to specifically define confirmation bias. It's the tendency to interpret new evidence as confirmation of one's existing beliefs or theories and maybe even experiences. This bias will prevent you as a leader from considering important information in making key decisions. A few years back, while in a senior role, I was leading my team through a rigorous reaccreditation exercise. The program director who reported to me was energetic and spirited. I had chosen her for the role myself and respected her abilities. The key in my last statement is that I chose her myself. Because I made that decision, I even courted her for the role, I had a bias, and I interpreted pretty much everything she did and said to fit the narrative that I chose for her. I was shocked when, with far too little notice, she resigned her position, leaving the team and me with a lot of extra work to complete to meet the accreditation reporting requirements while searching also for her replacement. I, expecting she would behave in a way fitting of our mutual respect and regard, asked her to extend her notice by 2 weeks or more, and she refused. Her response to me was something like, "Come on, Rox, I've always told you that I do what is best for me. I am a princess, essentially, you know that, so that just isn't going to work for me." It's true, she had said this in various forums over the years, and when I heard it over the years, I always shifted the meaning of it to fit my belief about her. I always thought it was really more of a joke. But when I look back, it all made sense. I missed it because of my confirmation bias. Maya Angelou once said, "When people tell you who they are, believe them." I failed to do that. And as I look back over my life and career, it has happened to me far too many times. Maybe we project our own values on those we respect and like, or maybe we simply come to believe something about someone and we miss the signs or misinterpret the signals of anything different. Of course, this has happened the other way, too. I remember many years ago when accepting a new leadership position and being informed by one of my advisors about how I needed to reprimand someone who was a member of my team. Of course, this impacted how I judged the person, but I had the presence of mind to hold off acting, regardless of how much pressure I received. I saw the performance issues that this particular advisor pointed out, but I resisted assuming that was all that there was to it, and I sought to get to know him along with the rest of my new team. And when I looked back a year later, I was thankful I didn't act on the influence or the confirming behavior. As I got to know this individual and sought evidence that refuted my original bias, I recognized the potential and realized the opportunity that existed. This employee won a national award, by the way, the following year for his performance. So I'm glad I resisted confirmation bias in that case. Leaders must seek to mitigate the impact of their own biases. And at Impact Bank, we help new senior leaders recognize the importance of monitoring the long shadow that they cast. Check out this week's blog post where I share more about confirmation bias and add details about frequency illusion, and then I introduce you to the bias we typically refer to as false consensus effect. You'll find it on my website at www.impactbank.ca/coaching/blog. If you haven't accepted why this is an important conversation to guide your leadership journey, stick with us. We hope to give you much more to think about over the course of the series. We both know that as a leader, you feel pressure to make quick decisions that are well received. Only when you recognize that your first gut instinct is coming out of the perspective of your biases will you begin to recognize the importance of establishing checks and balances to mitigate the influence your biases have. Taking a bit more time may annoy people, maybe even create some problems for you. But consulting and reflecting just a bit more before decisions will actually get you where you want to go more quickly. Next time, what anchor is pulling you underwater and suffocating your options? Don't miss it. I'm Rox Bartel. Make it a kick-ass week.